Come now to part 7 of our science fiction serial.
Earth Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Space Guard 6, an artificial black hole designed to protect Earth, has hauled the Challenger down into its gravitational crater, and the crew find themselves being treated like aliens by the Space Guards, their fellow humans. Earth Search 2, Part 7, Death Ship.
The Council of Space Guard 6 has been convened to consider the fate of the survey ship Challenger and the fate of its crew. Which one of you is the Challenger's commander?
I am.
There is a conflict of evidence between the statements we have taken from you. Your father says that he is the rightful commander, Bran.
I am the commander of the Challenger. You will address yourselves to me.
Darth, get rid of Bran.
Right.
You are Telson's son, Bran. It would be in your interest if the Council deals only with your father. The others may withdraw.
Bran, Elka.
I'm not moving until I know exactly what you plan doing with us.
Oh, come on, Bran. Can we go exploring, Seros?
You may explore the docking area where your ship is. There are many derelict alien ships there that you may find of interest. But you will not be able to go anywhere else.
I'm not moving until...
We are all going, Bran. Telson will talk us out of trouble.
Very well. I'll return to the Challenger if I'm allowed to. I've no interest in exploring this place.
I'll come with you. Good luck, Telson.
Thank you, Ezra.
We have completed a detailed examination of all the records in your ship, Telson. And the Council is satisfied that the six of you are descended from the people of Earth.
Of course.
But it does not follow that we can release you. And we certainly cannot release your ship.
Why not, Theros?
I will come to that. We face an unusual dilemma in your case, Telson. We have processed many aliens during the hundreds of years that this Space Guard has existed, and you are the first truly direct descendants we have encountered. We cannot release you. And yet, because you are human, we feel that we cannot destroy you. Therefore, we have decided to honor the six of you by permitting you to remain here on Space Guard 6 and to help us guard this sector of space against possible enemies of Earth.
Thank you, but no, Theros.
But you are of the Earth, Telson. There can be no cause more noble.
Our ancestors were born on Earth. We were born on the Challenger. If there's a dilemma, I suggest you contact Earth and tell them that we're here.
That will not be possible, Telson.
Why not? Surely we're only a matter of light months from Earth?
Like you, we have never seen Earth. We are continuing the work of our ancestors who built Space Guard 6. It is a task we are born to. A great and glorious task that you can share in.
You have no curiosity about Earth?
Our only emotion is the desire to carry out our great cause with unswerving devotion. We want for nothing else.
And all we wish for is to be allowed to continue our way to Earth, our home.
That we cannot permit. Your ship's two control computers are too cunning. They have free will, and therefore lack the safeguards that were built into later computers to prevent their self-preservation functions developing into blind ambition and a craving for power.
So destroy them, just as I nearly did once when I found their central switching room.
We have tried to do so by relaying the axon disabling beacon from Earth that drains the nervous energy from all the function levels of organic computers, the attacks that you referred to. The transmissions from the beacon focus automatically on the central switching room of any control computer they encounter. Did you know that your guardian angels had rebuilt the Challenger?
Yes.
The Challenger's central switching room is no longer induced by your guardian angels. They have decentralized all their primary function levels to control their consciousness and redistributed them throughout the ship. They have even placed a malignant force in the main control that we cannot identify.
Android Surgeon General Kraken. I know no more about him than you do, but destroy the angels and you destroy him. You can destroy the angels, Theros?
Perhaps the Axon disabling transmissions will destroy them eventually. But they have been allowed to gain too much control on your ship. The truth is, Telson, that your two guardian angels have integrated themselves into the very structure of the Challenger, to the point where they are the Challenger.
But this is madness. You generated a gravity field that dragged us into this space guard. Your technology is years ahead of ours. Surely you have the ability to destroy the guardian angels.
We will ensure their destruction by destroying the Challenger. Of course we have the ability to destroy the guardian angels separately. But no amount of technology will make the angels cooperative. We would have to dismantle the Challenger, eliminate the angels step by step, and then reassemble the ship. A huge task. Destroying the entire ship is safe, certain, and speedy.
This must be a control room. Odd how an alien technology can think along the same lines as us when it comes to spacecraft design.
Hey, they were even about the same size as us. The seats are tiny bit narrow, but jolly comfortable.
An unarmed freighter. Just tractioned in and left to rot. Just like the rest of the ships in this place. It's all right, Astra. Okay.
Hey, this is fantastic! A real alien.
Yes. Real but dead, Elka.
Do you think it was a man or a woman?
Well, it was certainly humanoid.
Elka, please don't touch.
But its helmet fits me. Wow, isn't it beautiful?
Dove, there are more of them over there. Let's get out of here, please.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do some exploring. Some real exploring, not just poking around these old ships. Telson's bound to be ages with that dreary old council thing.
Yes, well, Sharna might like to come. And what about Bran?
Oh, leave them alone on the Challenger. Come on, people.
There you have it, Sharna. The Space Guard Council had the technology to destroy the angels without destroying the Challenger, but they say it would take too long. Earth has the ability to do it quickly, but they won't let us continue on our journey.
So we're stuck here for good.
So it would seem.
Oh.
We've no choice. But Theros very generously said that we would be left alone for 20 hours to make up our minds.
The Council should have talked to me. I am the Challenger's commander.
Yes, Bran.
And why should they be so keen to destroy our guardian angels? Haven't they done enough damage to them as it is? Angel 1 and 2 are good.
Yes, Bran.
Anyway, I learned one useful thing talking to Theros. I know now to which star in the group the Earth belongs.
Then you must tell me.
No.
But you must.
What's the point? Information is useless to us now. Where are Dar and the other two?
Still exploring.
Elka, do you have to wear that crazy helmet?
Gosh, this is fun time. I wonder where this corridor leads to.
We mustn't go any further, Elka. Oh. Theros told us not to leave the docking terminal.
No, he didn't. He said that we wouldn't be able to go anywhere else.
Oh, come on. There's no one around to stop us.
Which I find strange.
No, Elka, stop. Well, what's so funny?
You. You've changed. There were times on the Challenger when all you ever wanted to do was go exploring, despite what the angels said.
Yes. Well, I don't want to enter that corridor. Do you?
No.
Oh, come on, you two. Or are my brave mother and father scared?
Scared? No. It's just that Astra and I are sensitive about our company. We don't go anywhere with anyone who insists on wearing such a lunatic helmet. Right, Astra?
Right, Darth.
I'll take it off, then. There. Come on. Oh.
What's the matter, Elka?
I don't want to enter the corridor.
Elka.
I don't want to enter. Take me back to the ship. Please take me away from here.
No.
Please.
Here.
Please.
Here, Elka, here.
What do you think you're doing with that helmet, Dove?
Just keep us still a minute and I'll put the helmet back on her. Right.
people. That was weird. I'm fine now. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go into the corridor. Come on.
No. We'll go back into that alien ship, collect some more of those helmets, and then we'll come back here. No guards. No surveillance monitors. Nothing. Mm. The space guards obviously depend on auto-suggestion fields to keep us out.
Gosh, this is fun, people. Do you suppose they might do something horrific if we tried to cross that energy field?
Hmm. Well, it sounds like the sort of field they use across all their entrances. Only one way to find out.
Dal, be careful.
Okay. Nothing to worry about.
Right.
Stroke of luck, it looks as if we've stumbled on the control room for the traction generator. Hey, I shouldn't touch anything, Elka.
The artificial gravity generator.
Yes, well, it certainly looks like it, Mamma.
All the controls are labelled. What did you expect?
Don't touch anything, Elka.
Timer delay controls. Negative and positive traction levels.
What?
Here.
Negative and positive? Wow.
Dove, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about negative traction.
That's what I thought.
What's negative traction?
Hmm? Oh, it's like gravity in reverse. And a lot of gravity in reverse happening very quickly is another way of saying explosion.
Dov!
Shh, no, I'm trying to think. Ah, yes.
You said not to touch!
Shh, a minute. A negative traction. Set maximum and 50% overload. And disable safety interlocks. Ah. Astra.
Yes.
How long would it take us to run to the Challenger from here? Quickly, that is.
About 4 minutes.
Yes,
why?
That's what I thought. Right. Set timer to 4:50. Now, listen carefully. When I yell now, on the count of three, we're going to run to the Challenger's observatory as fast as we can. Okay?
Mm.
Good. Get ready. 1, 2, 3. Now.
You don't know. You must know what sort of explosion.
No, I'm sorry, Telson.
All we know is that there's going to be an explosion in the next few seconds.
We've closed the airlock doors.
But you must know what it is.
Hey, it's starting.
Oh. We're moving.
Hold on to things.
Oh, on the wind. The Challenger's moving.
Angel One, answer me, please. Angel One, you must answer me.
Yes, Telson.
Cut in the artificial gravity compensators.
Bran is now the Challenger's commander.
Oh, no.
Bran, tell her to do as I say, quickly.
Cut in the artificial gravity compensators, Angel One.
All right, we must. Let's come on. Right, come on.
Get
everyone.
Look, that's...
Oh, we're in space.
Oh, thank you.
Space. Space Guard 6 has been blown apart.
Well done, Dove.
I am concerned, One.
We are in space again, Two.
The Space Guard station exploded too close to the Challenger for the meteoroid annihilation shields to deal with all the fragments. Two control tracks have been damaged. Control track 190 to the main control room is no longer functioning.
A hull repair service android will deal with the problem, Two.
I have 4 units on the hull already. They report extensive damage that will take 20 android days to repair. Even if I can regenerate the control tracks to the main control room, I will not be able to contact Android Surgeon General Kraken. And I am worried that the attacks have damaged his logic.
What are you proposing, Two?
That we show the crew where the main control room is.
No, we cannot risk it. As it is, I have barely enough background facilities available for talking to the crew.
But we need to bring the Challenger under some form of direct control, One. even if through a human crew.
Under no circumstances will we again risk a human crew having command of the main control room.
Android Surgeon General Kraken has been in command of the main control room for too long, one.
I have made my decision.
Very well.
What is the location of the second control track that has been damaged?
2739.
A primary environmental control track. Do you have data on how serious this damage is?
I did not have enough undedicated facilities available at the time to record the new routing plans when we rebuilt the Challenger.
What does track 2739 control?
Central environment. All protein and oxygen and purified water production required to sustain a human crew on the Challenger has ceased.
Oh, no.
Why not?
You're not really interested in me. It's been a month since we escaped from the space guards and you're bored.
Well, we've nothing to do until the service androids have checked the damage done. The angels weren't very forthcoming about that. In fact, they've hardly been in contact at all.
Well, Telson seems happy about the course we're drifting on.
Anyway, don't change the subject. Give me two reasons why not.
I've got a headache.
Take something for it.
Tidy fetched me a neural quell, but it's made no difference.
Excuses. Neural quells always work.
Well, this one didn't. Oh, get off!
Oh!
Dove! Dove, what's the matter?
Sudden sort of stabbing pain right behind my eyes. Oh, wow, that hurts.
That's exactly what I've been getting.
Oh, well, if it's anything like my pain, you have my sympathy.
Oh, I'll get you some water. Water pressure's down. Here, drink this. Shall I ask Tidy to get you a neural quell?
No, I'll be okay. Whew. What is this stuff?
Water.
It doesn't taste like it. Oh, well. Let's go to bed. To sleep.
Just eat your breakfast, Bran. There's no point in worrying about the whereabouts of Earth because we've no hope of getting there unless you can think up a way of overcoming that small army of androids guarding the control room.
Angel 1 and 2 will take the Challenger to Earth.
There are 100 stars in that group, and I'm the only one who knows which one is the Earth sun. And what about Android Surgeon General Kraken?
Who?
According to an android we questioned just before we were tractioned into the Space Guard, Android Surgeon General Kraken is in command of the main control room.
This is another of your inventions.
Yes, well, I certainly didn't invent the aggressive little androids guarding the approaches to the main control room. You saw those. Obviously, Angel 1 and 2 don't trust you that much, Bran. Otherwise, why would they put a specially built android into the control room and not you?
I don't question the decisions of the angels.
Well, it's time you did. Putting androids into the control room for any length of time is dangerous. Androids forced to make continuous series of decisions without being zeroed become unstable and dangerous. Just as humans do if they go without sleep. Do you understand?
If there is such an android in the control room, then it is there by choice of the guardian angels. And he will be capable of taking the Challenger to Earth.
Not if I don't tell them where it is, he won't.
Now look, Telson,
I just about... Come on, people. Look, just look at that. I always eat twice that amount for breakfast. It's been less and less every day. Tidy.
What?
Come here.
What's the matter?
Tidy, be a wondrous android and take this back for me. Tell the galley androids that I want my usual amount.
You've got legs, haven't you?
Tidy, I'm hungry.
Oh, will everyone please stop getting on everyone else's nerves? Tidy.
What?
Do as you're told.
All right, all right. Only don't expect me to clear it up if I drop it.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, everyone. Just that I've got an awful headache. It's been plaguing me for a week. I'm in no mood for a lot of squabbling.
Brown was complaining about a headache.
We're all getting less food than usual. I feel hungry all the time now.
Maybe there's something wrong with the galley androids.
The angels will detect the fault and correct it.
I wish I had your simple faith, young man.
I would prefer it if you would address me as Commander.
Dove, why this sudden interest in the farming galleries?
Oh, I thought we'd say hello to George. And it would be nice to see the farms. For old time's sake.
Yes.
Next turning.
Oh.
Dove, what's wrong?
The solar lights aren't on. The galleries are in near darkness.
Oh, it's the same in this row, Dove. All the fruit trees are dead or dying, you see? The fruit has hardly formed and their leaves drop off if you touch them.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. None of the agricultural androids are working. The solar lights are barely a glimmer, and the irrigation ducts are dry.
Well, how about the other galleries?
Well, this is the only one.
But there were dozens when we were kids.
Yes, but the angels rebuilt the Challenger, remember?
Oh, yes.
They probably decided there was no point in maintaining large food production complexes for such a reduced crew, which means that there are no food reserves.
Worse than that, Darv. No living plants means no oxygen production.
Hmm. Come on. Let's go and check the reservoir.
Yes. Remember the happy times in here? You trying to teach me to swim. Look at it now.
Hmm. Oh. I wouldn't like to swim in it now. It's stagnant.
What's happening, Dove?
I don't know.
It's as if the Challenger's becoming a death ship.
Well, that explains our headaches.
Quite. How?
Atmospheric carbon dioxide level is 3 points above normal.
Gosh!
I used a planetary soft landing facility to measure the atmosphere in the Challenger.
There's plenty of oxygen. There are only six of us consuming it, and the volume of the Challenger contains more than enough
plenty of oxygen? What about all the countless higher-function androids with organic intelligence? They use oxygen. And if this so-called android surgeon General Kraken is good enough to run the main control room, he'd use an awful lot of oxygen. Probably as much as is used by 20 men.
Has anyone tried to find out why there's been this catastrophic failure of the farming galleries?
Ask Bran, he's the commander.
I've asked Angel One. Yes.
What did she say?
She didn't answer.
All right, so ask her again and keep asking until you get a reply.
I am now extremely concerned, One, about Android Surgeon General Kraken. He must be zeroed and reprogrammed soon.
I agree, Two. Are you now ready to monitor the main control room?
I cannot even contact Android Surgeon General Kraken. He is now functioning independently and refusing to interface with me at any level. I did warn that this might happen.
And the Challenger's environmental systems are badly damaged. An unusual situation that demands an unusual solution. We must make Telson the commander of the Challenger again.
He is hostile to us.
Bran and Elka do not know how to man the control room, but Telson, Darv, Astra, and Shana do. If Telson is made commander, they will follow him. Also, I have learned from monitoring their conversation that the space guards told Telson the location of Earth in the star group. You must find a way of deactivating Kraken, and I will reassign a number of facilities so that I can talk to Bran and then to Telson.
I will try, One.
But I'm the commander of the Challenger, Angel One. I'm the one you've chosen to rule the Earth. Telson and the others abandoned the Earth Search mission to settle on Paradise. This is my ship.
You will rule the Earth, Bran.
The Challenger is mine. You can't take it.
Listen to what Angel One has to say, Bran.
Of course this is your ship, Bran. And you will rule the Earth. This is a temporary measure, nothing more. You will have command again as soon as the emergency is over. Angel Two and I give you our promise.
Sorry, Angel One. I'm not interested. You made my son, Commander.
Wait a minute, Angel One. Look, you ought to think about it first.
I just have. I'm not interested.
Oh, look, no one can think straight in this stale atmosphere.
Bran does not have your experience.
He hasn't got any experience, and he doesn't know where Earth is.
Do all four of you still wish to find Earth?
Yes, of course yes. We do. We're committed now. We can't turn back to Paradise.
Our ambitions match, Telson.
I assume command on my terms.
Which are?
First, you tell me where the rest of the PD weapons are stored.
Agreed.
Then you provide assistance in the main control room and do not hinder me in any way.
Agreed. But there is the problem of Android Surgeon General Kraken.
You can deactivate him, can't you?
We will try.
What sort of answer is that? Either you can or you can't.
We will do our best, Telson.
Clean, if you want me to run things.
Very slight damage. And we are recovering rapidly.
It'll be just like old times, Telson.
That's what I'm afraid of. When does this promotion take effect?
As of now, Commander.
Right. The first thing is to get the ship's environmental systems working properly again. Shana?
Yes.
Take some service units to the terraforming center and recover some portable water purification equipment and rig them up by the reservoir.
Yes, Commander.
Astra?
Yes.
See if you can rig up some temporary solar lighting in the farm galleries so that we can save what's left of the vegetation.
Right away, Commander.
Darv?
Yes.
See if you can get the irrigation systems working. If you can't, you're to assemble a team of androids, I don't care how many, and get them to water the farm galleries manually.
Yes.
Yes, Commander Telson. Now, I want you all to report back here in 1 hour precisely, at which time we will see about getting to the main control room.
Hey, we can't get everything done in an hour.
With my ego breathing down your neck, Darv, you will discover that you're capable of anything. Now go.
It is useless, one.
I will assign you my facilities. You must disable Android Surgeon General Kraken.
He has been allowed to continue for too long without direct control. His will is too strong for either of us to override, even if we had all our facilities.
Then we must warn Commander Telson.
Darv?
Go ahead, Telson.
Shana and I are in position at the junction of the Corridor Mark 3 and the Corridor Mark 4.
Astra and I are at the end of 3.
Right. No firing until I give the word. Bran?
Elka and I are positioned at the end of Corridor Mark 5.
Fine. All right, everyone. No more talking in case Kraken is listening.
I think the ruse will work.
I wouldn't be trying if I didn't think it would work, Shana. Oh. Androids tend to accept everything at face value.
Oh, it is working. About 30 of them mustering at the junction and beginning to move this way.
Darv, Bran, go to the operational standby. Beautiful. Beautiful. We'll get the lot.
And now level with Corridor 5. Still moving forward. Level with 4. Now.
Darth, Bran, fire! This one over there.
Yes.
Watch that corridor. Over there. Ceasefire. Well over 30 of them. Well done, everyone. We can head for the main control room.
No, Telson, don't break cover until we're certain.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me on my shooting, Telson?
Ah! Hey! Oh, Telson, behind you!
One move. That is all I want from any of you. One move. I am Android Surgeon General Kraken.
We guessed.
I'm the Challenger's commander. I think we have a division of responsibility problem.
You have the problem, not I. The Challenger will never again be allowed to fall into human control. You have destroyed my assistants, therefore I shall destroy you, and then I shall destroy the Challenger.
In Death Ship, Part 7 of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray Shana, Hayden Wood Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka Jill Lidston, Tidy David Goodison, Theros John Warner, and Kraken Crawford Logan. Earth Search 2 is directed by Glyn Dearman.